the Divided Kingdom Emergency Broadcast 2. Emergency Broadcast number 1 was Deborah Tavares' StopTheCrime.net warnings. Lou Caverly and I, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, are expanding these warnings to help you, Jesus' Christian remnant, the bride that he wishes to protect without stain or blemish amidst the sleeping apostate Laodicean churches. During a prior broadcast, we began to warn you to beware of the coming 5G electromagnetic frequency horror. We shall continue that warning tonight. In that prior broadcast, part of our transmission got lost, just dead air. So we shall try again without naming by name America's preeminent fast food burger chain. According to a free DVD called Fast Food, an FBI agent found at the Oklahoma City production line of this chain something to be concerned about. Perhaps it was only due to a worker's fingernail or stray hair. But I can tell you, Lou and I will not be in any fast food restaurant ordering burgers. We hadn't done so since the mad cow epidemic years in the early 2000s. A year or two ago, I asked God whether it would now be safe to go back to a different burger chain than the one under present-day scrutiny. This was one that had thin burgers and a scattering of tiny onions. Surprisingly to me, all the scripture God showed me indicated no, and I wondered why. There is a free DVD entitled Fast Food, and it talks about these problems and also includes the cautions of a vegetarian diet. You know that Agenda 2030 is pushing us to get the carbon tax, pushing us to not be meat eaters. And the caution for this is, I have read before that there were studies that showed vegetarians developed brain shrinkage. Did you hear that? And also in this DVD, the free DVD talks about being afflicted with too much copper. So that's very interesting, too. Now, to get these two DVDs free, the one on 5G and the one on fast food, you can write to American Prophecy. That's two words, American Prophecy, P.O. Box 137, Greentown, Ohio, 44630. And I would suggest, since this is a small ministry like ours, I think, probably no big financial whizzes behind them, you should put a little cash in. I think when you request these DVDs, and again, that is American Prophecy, P.O. Box 137, Greentown, all one word, Ohio, 44630. Many of us believe we are now in the time of God's judgment on America, with a short reprieve in the Trump years as God awaits whether the sleeping churches will awaken even to such hideous barbarism as the Virginia and New York laws to kill babies being born. Just as the American reprobate mind extols saving pets, when TV runs these tearful ads about abused animals, these portraits of these longing stares from the animals almost looking like they're weeping on TV while ignoring Planned Parenthood baby murder. Just like that, the MSM focused on the quote crimes of the Virginia governor from long ago, allegedly wearing blackface with a friend a la Ku Klux Klan attired. Distasteful as this was, if true, the governor as a youth was not advising murder of newborn babies. No, in this present time we also have Governor Cuomo lighting up the One World Trade Center with pink to symbolize the blood of the New World Order ritual sacrifice of the tiniest, most helpless babies. You know, it all goes in with what the BBC brought out about Jimmy Savile, one of their own, on their headline that he arranged sex at the mosque with dead children. Alex Jones comments that there were people as high level as a prime minister involved. God cannot look upon this very long without the judgment coming not only to America, but in other areas too. shortly after the New York and Virginia horrific new laws, President Donald Trump got to have his weeks-delayed State of the Union message. To me, Elizabeth Cubitt Caverly, it was a magnificent speech. Britt Hume, longtime TV commentator and born-again Christian, agreed. Out of the more than 40 State of the Union speeches he's covered, Hume said, "This was one to remember." I, Elizabeth, remember JFK and his speeches exhorting America to do something for their country, Americans, that is, to do something for their country. This Trump speech seemed to me to emanate many aspects of the Holy Spirit. What talented speechwriters Trump had for this occasion. Trump asked Congress to pass a law preventing this murder of newborns. He presented a family whose grandparents had been murdered by illegal aliens. And then he highlighted the new justice for first-time drug offenders. And he focused on this radiant-faced African-American woman who had been jailed decades ago for such, and who had become a minister behind bars and helped hundreds of people. He honored aging D-Day American heroes, plus one American World War II soldier who had helped liberate Dachau, the concentration camp. And beside him sat an aging survivor of the Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh synagogue massacre. And this elderly man, I believe, was 81 years old. But this was not the first time this man had escaped death. No, the story was that as a very young child, the man and his family had been imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp for 10 months, and then they were put into a train. I don't know whether it was cattle cars or a regular train, but they were to be moved to another camp. And we could infer that was probably Auschwitz, the final stop. But mid-journey, the train jolted to a stop. And, of course, they felt horror what was coming next. But it's the Americans! It's the Americans! Someone shouted. This was very touching as the elderly World War II American soldier who helped liberate Dachau turned to shake hands with the once small boy saved, now a man grown old. Redemption by the young soldier's liberation from America. America! That in the 1940s was a much more moral beacon to the world. Charles Dickens, in his great novel, A Tale of Two Cities, began it with, "It was the best of times. It was the worst of times." That is where we are today here in America. We have the choice given by God Almighty. Turn back from Satan's reprobate mind to the great awakening God desires, in which the Holy Spirit convicts America and leads to deep country-wide repentance, or plunge ahead, lighting more Moloch fires of destruction like the pink glowing One World Trade Center Moloch obelisk. You and your family will have to live through whichever scenario comes. We pray the information we will give you tonight in this emergency broadcast will help to save your physical lives. Only praying to Jesus Christ and giving your life to Him in repentance will save you spiritually. The first item is my essay on the 5G rollout, Progress or Disaster. I'd hoped to have this published by News with Views. This did not happen. So you can go to thedividedkingdom.org and it should be posted there if you want to download it. Thedividedkingdom.org, our website. Destroying their progeny like incestuous cannibals, the ancient Israelites, bewitched by Baal and Moloch, threw their precious infants into the devouring fires of pagan worship. The Bible proclaims there is nothing new under the sun, and so comes the arrival of the Baal Arch of Triumph to Washington, D.C. after sojourns in Trafalgar Square, April 19, 2016, Manhattan Park, New York, September 19, 2016, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, World Government Summit, February 12, 2017. Florence, Italy, March 26, 2017, during the G7 Cultural Summit. Arona, Italy, April 29, 2017, and the National Mall, September 26, 2017, the unveiling. And for those good statistics, we do thank the people, Brother Bruce at American Prophecy. Going on with my expose of 5G, Christian churches and pastors in America are largely silent about the 60 million babies killed by abortion, even after the exposure of monster Dr. Kermit Gosnell, abortionist who snipped the spinal cords of babies still living after abortion. Not much outcry has lasted, even after David Dalyden's courageous undercover expose of the abomination of selling aborted baby parts for profit. I am looking at a child on a picture standing near a strange pole. Children are always curious, even fascinated by any new toy, gimmick, or gadget. Parents are supposed to keep them from hidden dangers in cheap toys. No lead, no sharp edges, no small parts to swallow. But no one is warning this child 5G is being rolled out, planned to be put near homes, schools, and fire stations all throughout neighborhoods across America. Once given over to the reprobate mind, we reap what we sow, ignore harm to the children, and danger comes to all of us. YouTube headlines, Dr. Barry Trower on 5G microwave, there is no safe place. 40 scientists in 40 countries have warned that 5G may be harmful to all living entities, growing plants affected and the food we eventually eat. What is 5G? First came 1G, then 2G, 3, and up to the present 4G, which is a measure of the transmission speed of electromagnetic energy used by cell phones and the Internet. The supposed rationale for the increase from 4G to 5G is that the present part of the spectrum in use is too crowded. By using higher frequencies that are not now employed, space could be expanded. This on the surface sounds progressive. In fact, a video promo shows a Gen X age woman chortling in glee how she cannot wait for 5G to arrive. Before dancing in the streets, people must be informed of some sobering facts. One, 5G has 2,000% more radiation than 4G. Two, looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, A, TV and radio represent 1/1,000th of the radiation frequencies of smart meters whose damage and DNA harm have been studied by Dr. Olaf Johansson and many others. B, smart meters are estimated to be 1/100th the radiation frequencies of microwaves. C, microwaves are estimated to be about 100 times the radiation frequencies of radio and TV. D, 5G has a frequency that is tens of thousands of times higher than microwaves. One analyst says, it is slow boiling, can roast us, for we're water beings. E, compare a 40-watt light bulb to the monstrous power of 5G. Telecommunication companies can buy enough radio frequency, RF, to emit 900,000 watts of power. The strongest radio stations are usually 50,000 watts. Most insidious is how the new 5G small cells are planned to be put all through neighborhoods, near residences and businesses. The rationale being that large cell towers lose, quote, presence when obstructions occur. These small cell towers are being sneaked in using existing light poles. Montgomery County, Maryland residents complained that the value of their homes would depreciate 20% or more as evidence mounts of possible brain cancer links. The technology progression began with 1G in 1981, basic voice service using analog protocols, then 2G, designed for voice using digital standards. Next came 3G in 2001, the first mobile broadband. Then it transitioned to 4G in 2010, true mobile broadband on a unified standard. Now comes 5G, tactile internet fiber optic-like speeds. Studies show the 5G frequency goes deep into the body, 50 centimeters into the brain tissue. The signal can be reflected inside the skull and is associated with brain tumors, along with an increase in breast cancer near phased array radar stations. atrociously. 5G cell towers are popping up near schools. I'm again looking at a shocking picture of an elementary school with a pole extending upward, adjoining the mid-portion of the school roof. KPIX Channel 5, Piedmont, West Virginia, reported the International Association of Firefighters opposed 5G. Dr. G. Hauser, M.D., demonstrated that all firefighters exposed to 5G from a pole at their fire station showed abnormal brain function. The firefighters got an exemption, and the pole was removed. 230 scientists called for more study. The firefighters could stand up for their health, but who will speak up to defend our helpless children? Europe has remained largely free of the fluoride placed in water in American cities and never adopted the RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. The U.S. began putting RBGH in milk in the 1990s, despite reports of cows' pus-filled udders. Just so, 5G is rolling out more slowly in Europe than in the U.S., Australia, or Canada. I'd have to interject here in the middle of my essay that in doing some more research on the GM foods and the RBGH, that when some of these cows get very sick and weak after having to be pushed, this is supposed to be a hormone that you see that will increase the milk production, and when they get too weakened and sick and their muscles kind of go, they're ground up and put into burgers for that very premier food chain that we're not going to mention. Probably the others, too. Why did God tell me not to go back to any of them? Back to my essay. Just so, 5G is rolling out more slowly in Europe than in the U.S., Australia, or Canada. The discomforting headline, Trump may let 5G go everywhere, is at odds with his exemplary goal of making America great again. The children in our schools and neighborhoods are our future for any, quote, greatness or even survival under the health threats of 5G. In Santa Rosa, California, 5G was installed only 15 to 50 feet from homes, with the goal being one small cell for every 10,000 square feet. One social critic has said, quote, the deployment of 5G radiation could herald the end of city and downtown life as we know it, end of quote. In Vermont, testing of 5G is occurring using front haul and back haul, referring to use of fiber optic cables behind and in front. One industry worker says 5G is not needed, that harmless to health fiber optic cables would do the job. Why not use fiber optic when health statistics show that 15,000 to 50,000 microwatts per cubic meter of microwave frequency radiation exposure is sufficient to cause cardiac problems, neurological and psychological symptoms, altered blood cell counts, increased chromosome aberrations, and elevated cancer in children and adults? If this is the case, why, too, are U.S. cities allowing 730,000 to 1,230,000 microwatts per cubic meter of microwave frequency exposure on sidewalks from 40 to 50 so-called cell phone towers installed in the public right-of-way, 15 to 50 feet from our homes? Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net calls the 5G plan to irradiate neighborhoods the Wetlands Project on steroids. The late esteemed Christian researcher, Dr. Michael Kaufman, author of Saviors of the Earth, exposed this UN plan to turn over much of the United States lands to wildlife and leave only a few, quote, islands for, quote, human habitation, end of quote. The last minute, Kaufman and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison and some others warned Congress, and the scheme was stopped. Tavares, who researched smart meters dangers, now questions silent weapons for quiet wars. These elite covert social objectives planned, according to Tavares, would include 1, automation of society, 2, social control, 3, destruction of human life, 4, slaves, 5, genocide. Other social analysts note that U.S. fertility by the year 2015 had dropped to its lowest level ever, down 600,000 births. The sinister goal could be eugenics or even planned population reduction. See the Georgia Guidestones goal of keep the Earth's population in balance with nature at 500 million. And the late eminent Dr. Stan Monteith's planned population reduction study DVD, still available from the Prophecy Club. Associated worries are, one, why are school children pushed to have laptops? Number two, the Wi-Fi antenna in the iPad is pressing on the children's genitals. The idea they are being made sterile is also enhanced by serious questions about the device called Artemis, that's spelled capital A-R-T-E-M-I-S, suspiciously shaped exactly like an inverted birthing system and allowed to be put up everywhere. It is absolutely necessary that all people of sanity and conscience speak out and actively oppose 5G. If we do not, animals, people, and plants, again, the food we eat will go crazy or get very sick or die. Soon, Big Brother's tyranny of AI, that's artificial intelligence control, will present driverless police cars, no one to talk to for redress, and the, quote, Internet of Things. The Telecommunications Act of 1996 hamstrings states so their lawsuits are thrown out. This is all part of stealth preparation for transhumanism and death to the masses by the elite. It must be stopped. Prayers, repentance, and vocal action. Will we do it? Or hell on earth soon to come in our children's time? As I read this essay, I thought about a long ago teenager. It was me. I found an article that I had forgotten. After all these decades that I had written a little letter to the editor of the local, the Bedford Daily Gazette in Bedford County, Pennsylvania. And I was talking about the evils of smoking and how it harms people. How far we have fallen. How far we have fallen. When I have to come on the air as an older adult trying to save some of the progeny of my father's home, Charles and Margaret Cuppet, trying to save your progeny, trying to awaken the churches, with my husband working very, very hard, as he always has, to support this work, to do the wonderful research to find these things, these articles, to make the money to help us hang on year after year. Some of the programs are now gone. There was a woman who seemed to do good things for the veterans, but there were big questions of Masonic involvement and the government always bailing her out if there was ever a question. There were some other programs that disappeared. Sometimes there were people shouting for the stoning of some of the emerging church pastors like Rick Warren. These people did not last. They were not blessed by God. I believe that we've lasted as long as we have because we trusted in God and because we had been humbled by our own sins. We truly were not looking down on other people. We truly were not being paid representatives to be in an alternative media that likes to trap patriots. We always questioned, Lou and I always questioned that sovereign citizen movement. Was that a trap? Were some of the alternative networks traps to get people's names and lists? We don't know. But we were never part of anything like that. We had to struggle far too much. But now it's time to move on in this emergency broadcast to get the other article that did appear at News with Views. I was only perturbed that there was some poor English in it, and I actually wrote to the head of News with Views, and I said, sometimes there are people who are discredited by the New World Order because sometimes their writing is tampered with, and it makes them look kind of dumb or crazy or fake news. So we don't know exactly what happened here, but despite some of those errors, this Essay 2 is very, very good and very, very important as a warning. It has a breadth that my essay did not have. Lou is going to portray it now to you. with his wonderful voice, his wonderful radio voice, that so many decades ago, the ninth grade teacher took him aside and said, you have a little speech impediment. You'd better get some help because you might want to go on the radio. You see, God Almighty knows this little program is still chugging along like a little train. We're not Alex Jones. No, but we are who we are, Mr. and Mrs. America. We're like you. We're a part of the remnant church. We can't find a church that we can go to in which the pastor is fully committed to what we believe the Lord Jesus Christ wants, the KJV Bible, and the honoring of people's testimonies to the Holy Spirit. Things are being thwarted. The church is dead, my father said when he came home in the 1980s. It's deader than a door now. But we are appealing to you for continued prayer for President Trump, that if he hasn't surrendered his life completely to Jesus Christ, he will, and that he will get lots and lots of good advisors who do care. We really did love this State of the Union speech, and we look for good things to help Christians. And now, here is Lou.
Killing us gently with 5G microwave radiation exposure. We have daily hazards in this modern age, with this new technology to track and monitor us. There was a time when most people would have reacted in horror to listening devices being placed in their homes. However, as an indicator of just how much times have changed, many folks who are anxious to experience cutting-edge technology and are willing to sacrifice privacy for convenience are now placing such devices in their homes voluntarily. And it says to see Ecclesiastes 2, 9 through 11. As early as 2014, Amazon released a new product that they called the Amazon Echo. This device is a black cylindrical speaking system, measuring just over 9 inches tall and featuring 7 internal microphones. The device is connected wirelessly to the Internet and utilizes a voice recognition system known as Alexa. Users of the device are able to call it by name, and in so doing are able to ask it questions, to which the device then gives answers. Upon request, it also has the ability to read news stories aloud, play music, or even place orders for groceries. The device has been well received, and in a review published by the technology website known as CNET, the author declared, "I didn't know I wanted to talk to my house until I talk to my house. Now, after living with the Amazon Echo for a year, I talk to it every day." The Amazon Echo is considered another part of the modern smart house. But is it really smart to place a device in your home that can listen to everything you do and say? In May 2016, it was announced that Google has developed a device similar to the Amazon Echo. And Microsoft has been using deceitful tactics to trick users into installing Windows 10, which tracks its users' activities and even keeps track of what is typed, noting that the official privacy statement from Microsoft declares, quote, "your typed and handwritten words are collected," unquote. Artificial intelligence. But Silicon Valley is nothing over China's venture capitalist, Kai-Fu Lee. In October 2017, the Chinese government outlined plans to become the world's premier superpower within 30 years. And based on recent headlines, the Chinese government has suddenly caught up to the U.S. at an astonishingly rapid pace, with the ability to pick a man out of a line, detect what he is wearing, as well as facial and emotional recognition. Yes, science is trying to combine new technology with the quote-unquote flesh of man, resulting in making men into partial machines. This could very well be the reason for Daniel 2:43, which says, "And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man." Also Luke 12:2, which says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." Artificial intelligence is making significant progress in advanced technologies. This includes the development of a new hypersonic jet that can fly anywhere in the world within 3 hours. Recent tests of a scaled-down model of this jet found that it was capable of traveling 5,343 miles per hour. China also has a new fighter jet known as Chengdu J-20. This aircraft can hit targets from 120 miles away with technology that is believed to have been stolen from the United States. And that refers to NBC News, February 17, 2018. The Chinese government has also deployed advanced warships and is working feverishly to develop artificial intelligence, which will be used on nuclear submarines and in other weapons. A time of great deception and intrigue. The use of artificial intelligence has allowed China to develop swarms of drones that can work together and fly in formation. Could we someday wake up and find that the United States of America is no longer the world's greatest superpower? We know from the Bible that the ancient Israelites once enjoyed a prosperous kingdom. However, after living rebelliously and serving false deities, God allowed the northern kingdom of Israel to be carried off into captivity by the Assyrians. Later on, the southern kingdom of Judah was carried off into captivity by the Babylonians. A similar thing could happen to the United States if the rebellious behavior in this country continues. We have a war on humanity. And then on January 13, 60 Minutes, Kai Fu Lee from China, speaking on artificial intelligence, said, "We have no idea what is coming," and, quote, "it's going to change the world," end quote. And one of these days when you visit Walmart, a 6-foot-tall and equipped with a variety of cameras and sensors, robots, may be walking the aisles monitoring the inventory on the shelves and checking price tags, replacing another worker. Kai Fu Lee predicted robots may be replacing 40% of our current workforce. And the Bill Clintons of the world may never get sued again because the Me Too movement has competition. The latest trend? Your very own sex robot. We have a war on humanity. Listen, and it gives a reference here to a 15-minute YouTube video, which you could listen to if you wish, that explains it far better than I have been able to do in this article, as the author says. Lee boasted that China has four times as many people as the United States and more than a million online. But are they aware of the dangers as described below by Dr. Sharon Goldberg? The Chinese walk around with their gadgets in their hands like our folks in the U.S. are seen doing. And most people don't have a clue that it is simply another step to the New World Order and the beast system. See Daniel 6, 7 and 8. Quote, "I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things." Could the scripture be talking about clones and artificial intelligence or robots? One young person in 60 Minutes responded that the loss of privacy didn't bother her, so it is easy to understand why these millennials would gladly be implanted with microchips as they watched adults microchipping their dogs. People are merging with their smartphone. Go to a restaurant, and no one is talking. They are looking at their smartphones. We could tell people to wake up, but they don't know they are asleep. We are experiencing a zombie apocalypse and America's diminished IQ. The Social Engineering Chamber of the United Nations is involved in population reduction to 500 million. Technology helping God out. One such individual is a man from the state of Minnesota known as Tim Shank. The man, who is a science fiction enthusiast, believes he has enhanced his life by implanting several microchips in his body. He says, quote, "That to me is a very inspiring concept, that we can be more than we're built to be. That's really where a lot of my passion comes. Because there are so many limitations and conditions that we have as people that we can overcome if we put a little energy into it and a little technology." Shank. some of Shaq's previous microchips already do things like open doors, interface with his computer, and allow him to operate his smartphone. It is his hope, however, that his latest biochip, that is to say microchip, will allow him to forego carrying items such as cash and credit cards. Shaq states, quote, "I'm hoping that this will make it possible for me to not have to carry a wallet or credit card or keys." And we have a reference here to CBS Local News, May 3rd, 2016, by Susan Elizabeth Littlefield. Megatons of toxic waste over us and microchips. Who is behind putting hundreds, perhaps thousands of large jet aircraft in the sky that routinely dump megatons of toxic waste over us and our biosphere? We know it is happening. Emissions from jet aircraft, also known as chemtrails, that visibly stretch from horizon to horizon and spread out as they persist for hours, obviously consist of particulate matter. And further food for thought, will 5G lead to forced vaccinations, and the opioid crisis is leading to skyrocketing deaths? To further promote propaganda regarding the microchipping of human beings, an affiliate of NBC in Tampa, Florida, featured a story on May 13 which suggests that responsible parents should have their children implanted with microchips in case they are ever lost or kidnapped. The article and the accompanying video, which is published on their website, featured an enthusiastic mom who thinks microchipping children is a wonderful idea. Quote, "If it'll save my kid, there's no stuff that's too extreme. Microchipping would be an extra layer of protection if something bad does happen," the mother declared. Excessive technology can be hazardous to your health. Following 60 Minutes, an email arrived regarding this 5G technology with Dr. Sharon Goldberg testifying at a Michigan 5G small cell tower legislation hearing October 4th, 2018, regarding its SB, and I think that's Senate Bill 637. She has been calling out the warning of chronic diseases caused by EMF exposure. 2G was fine, but we aren't getting those lower frequencies anymore. It's not just our cell phones, but also Wi-Fi. Smart appliances, smart meters, are causing fires and explosions. Cell towers connecting America everywhere. Two children in a Canadian public school have dropped dead in Simcoe County schools since Wi-Fi was installed. Rodney Palmer, an award-winning Canadian journalist and communications advisor at the school safe committee, has been speaking out about the dangers of Wi-Fi in public schools since at least 2010. Quote, "When the schools installed the Wi-Fi, we found out that at least four children had erratic tachycardia, that is fast or irregular heart rate, that confounded their doctors, and they were wearing heart monitors to school. Other children said they had blackouts in certain areas of the school," said Palmer, "and children were citing headaches." Then there was Deborah Tavares and Ron Angel, calling out the warning as they go around speaking and allegedly have government documents supporting their claims. Listen to what they have to say on this 50-minute YouTube video. And if you're interested, you could go to News with Use and actually listen to that. All this sounds very demonic to me. More children committing crimes. In her efforts to warn people about these dangers, Dr. Goldberg says that this is a replay of tobacco causing cancer warnings, unless it was too late, and she hopes the legislators will stop this, quote, untested technology, unquote. Countless studies show 5G frequencies cause illnesses such as cancer, infertility, birth defects, sleep disorders, memory problems, cardiovascular diseases, and more. And there are no guidelines to protect human health. And she added, it is a drain on unsustainable Medicare dollars. She gave an illustration of 100,000 people in a stadium for some event, a closed space, and everyone using their phones at the same time, and how dangerous that could be. Firefighters in San Francisco exposed early trials of it experienced health problems. Just within the last few days on my news, teenagers are killing. Another doctor told of the experiments on rats and mice and how they are dying from such EMF exposure. researchers are funded by the private industry. So there is a conflict of interest. So why isn't someone in the FDA measuring our microwave radiation exposure? She asked the Michigan legislators. Great news. California governor has vetoed the small cell bill. And they don't give us a lot about that, but I believe that was probably Jerry Brown, one of his good acts. We don't agree with Jerry on a lot of things, but I'm just interjecting that. But at least that sounds like a good, solid action by him. Deploy as soon as possible. While Hollywood activists are demanding federal warnings about exposure to radiation from Wi-Fi, and in 2017, more than 180 scientists and doctors from 35 countries asked for a moratorium on the rollout of 5G for telecommunication until the potential for adverse biological and environmental effects had been fully investigated. Meanwhile, I understand the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, have already been immersed in talks surrounding faster 5G deployment and spectrum issues. But Friday's summit was the first indicator the Trump administration wanted to be involved in 5G rollout regulations. Why faster deployment, which is usually used for armed forces? Could it be a depopulation weapon? Agenda 2030 needs the 5G kill grid. Covert mass population reduction plan of keeping Earth at 500 million people is outlined on the Georgia Guidestones in Alberton, Georgia.
And this is Elizabeth Caverly. I would just interject that this last was a parenthetical statement inserted by yours truly, because we wanted people to realize Betty Froth, where I hope we're pronouncing her name correctly, but it is spelled capital F-R-E-A-U-F, Betty Froth, at News with Views. This is a very important essay. And so Agenda 2030, you see, is just a renaming of Agenda 21. And we know that a lot of these things are put out as little tests. For instance, we've heard many times that Glenn Beck is not true blue, but he published a book that was by, I'm not sure whether it was Gordon Park, anyway the last name was Park, and this was about Agenda 21, and it was a fictional story of what life would be like when you are finally there with the brain chip and you're finally there in a very small, it would be kind of like a little chicken crate, I guess, for chickens, and you're in there and you can't go anywhere and everything is regulated. It was really a horrific book, but we saw it at the grocery store. I think there were two copies. And then we never saw it again. But we think these things are put out to acclimate us, to get us ready. Remember how Nick Rockefeller supposedly told Aaron Rousseau, the patriot who died of cancer a few years ago, that the goal was to get a brain chip into every human being on the planet. So all these things are preliminary. So this agenda 2030 would include all kinds of things, ways to depopulate the Earth. And it would include things like 5G. It would include things like GMOs. It would include things coming down out of the sky. We actually have an article here we'll get to about the toxic levels of barium and aluminum found in several Mojave County, Arizona residents. They were named. We won't name them on air. But the people, the results. And this is now back in 2011. So God only knows what most of us are carrying in our bodies. But you see, God is still stronger. And if you value this emergency broadcast, you will tell others about it. To go to our website, we'll soon have this posted, by next week at least, thedividedkingdom.org. You can write to us. You can give us a little cash donation if you wish. Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. We will have to have another emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast number 3. The title of that one is The Great Culling has begun. This will be next week. The Great Culling has begun. Will your genetic lineage survive? We'll be getting into a lot of very important information, so you do want to stay tuned. We will get back to some political issues, but right now God is telling us we have to get you prepared. Let's go back to Betty Froof's essay.
As 5G is rolled out, the cell towers we normally see are going to be replaced with smaller cells, closer to our heads, on buildings and short poles, emitting higher frequencies than the current cell towers. These little cells will be in poles everywhere if people allow this to come to fruition. These small, white, seemingly plastic-encased cells, emitting higher frequencies closer to our heads, are being spotted now in the streets of many cities. The 5G is militarized weaponry, millimeter waves, that have been used in crowd control. Why gig 5G is not about faster downloads and convenience? This is about irradiating the population. They will be installing microwave cells instead of the huge towers that are already in place, with generator systems the size of shipping containers next to them. They will accompany cables 4 to 5 inches in diameter, capable of handling thousands of volts of power. This is nothing more than skillful, diabolical kill grid that is coming to all towns and all cities across the world. They aren't going to fire a shot. They'll cook you. And in closing, it gives reference to a 33-minute video. If you go to the actual News with Views site and check out this, you can listen to this. There's a link to it. And it says, 5G is just the tip of the iceberg. God, I love this truck. With the Amazon Echo, known as Alexa, above, there is the story about the person who bought a new truck which will run on hydrogen, gasoline, or E85. But he had to go back to the dealer because he couldn't get the radio to work. The service technician explained the radio was voice-activated. Nelson, the technician said to the radio, and the radio asked, Ricky or Willie? Willie, he continued, and on the road again, came from the speakers. Then he said, Ray Charles, and in an instant, Georgia on my mind replaced Willie Nelson. He drove away happy, and for the next few days, every time he'd say Beethoven, he'd get beautiful classical music. And if he said Beatles, he did one of their awesome songs. And then yesterday, this woman ran a red light and nearly smashed into his truck. But luckily, he swerved in time to avoid her as he yelled, You crazy... and a word that rhymes with which. The radio replied, Hillary, Maxine, Warren, or Pelosi.
We had to have a little bit of humor there, I believe, in Betty Froof's essay. The other thing that she mentioned, the chemtrails, we want to just bring out this headline, toxic levels of barium and aluminum found in several Mojave County, Arizona residents. This was posted May 18th of 2011, Alex Thomas at the Intel Hub. The existence of a large-scale geoengineering operation over the skies of America and the world, for that matter, has at this point been heavily documented. In the last year alone, the chemtrail issue has been taken to a whole new level, with millions of people demanding that governments around the world stop spraying. Mike Murphy has released the documentary, What in the World Are They Spraying?, which has brought the truth to millions of otherwise clueless citizens. And we have to interject that later, a follow-up DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying?, came out, and the upshot of that was that the documentary maker believed that it was to remove the pH from the soil eventually so that crops would not grow. You see, then we will be restricted to whatever seeds the elite can give us or whatever food they can give us. So we don't hear too much about those DVDs anymore, but it is important that you know that there is scrutiny going on, and that many people do realize that something very evil is being done to all of us. In late February, the article says, the Intel Hub released an article covering the connection between the supposed need to combat man-made global warming and the large-scale manipulation of our planet through aerosol spraying. Now, citizens in Mojave County, Arizona, have had their blood tested for barium and aluminum, and what they found should be an awakening for all the people of the world. Just 3 months after a Golden Valley resident, and we'll black out that name, encouraged others to get blood tests, more than a dozen people have tested positive for toxic levels of barium and aluminum, wrote Bridget Lewison. So here's this person from Mojave County, Golden Valley resident. He tested positive for high levels of barium. He put together the tests, which were taken by 17 different people. And now we'll get the statistics here. A total of 13 people have tested at high levels, with most testing at least 1,000% over the normal level. Normal levels are between 2 and 10 micrograms. Would that be micrograms, Lou, for a liter? Micrograms? Right here.
Yes.
Okay. For barium, according to LabCorp and Quest Labs. So we'll call person one. Person one, Golden Valley, barium 150. See, now remember, normal levels were between 2 and 10. Person two, barium 190. Person three, barium 130. Person four, barium 160. That person's sister in Texas, barium 140. Go another one, number six in Golden Valley, barium 250. So think about that, how many times higher. Seven, person seven, no barium, but aluminum 21, and the max is 7. Another one, person eight, barium 190. Nine, barium 150. 10, barium 140. 11, barium 130, aluminum 11, maximum is 7. Number 12, no barium, but uranium extremely elevated. Golden Valley, number 13, barium 70. None of them works out in an, none of them works in an at-risk industrial environment, and most spend their time indoors, said the person who was doing this, along with his wife and another area resident. They tested positive for toxic levels of barium earlier this year. So now we can see that these tests directly coincide with the hundreds of rainwater tests that have already been documented and put together by geoengineeringwatch.org, which also shows high levels of barium. The people of the world and the world, the people of the America, of, he should have said America, the people of America and the world must demand our government stop this toxic spraying operation before it has an irreversible long-term effect. Not too much has happened since 2011 to get this stopped, but we can all do our part, and then we have to let the results be up to God. And God will see us through. He definitely will. But we know that everything is against us. Infant formulas are contaminated with aluminum. This was posted some years back by Kurt Nemo at InfoWars. The aluminum content of a range of the most popular brands of infant formulas remains high, and particularly so for a product designed for preterm infants and a soya-based product designed for infants with cow's milk intolerance and allergies, researchers have found. Now, again, do we see how diabolical this is? Pick on the little preterm infants. They'll be easier to kill. With the mass population reduction, let's give them the aluminum. Let's give it to them. They'll be going quickly. The article says aluminum is the third most abundant element, 8% in the Earth's crust, exceeded by oxygen, 47%, and silicon, 28%. The United States is the world's largest aluminum producer, followed by Canada, Australia, Norway, Brazil, and Germany. The United States is also the world's largest aluminum consumer. One wonders, after examining all the different areas covered by our various analyses, vaccinations, encephalopathy, electromagnetics, etc., if orthodox science is really ignorant of the sensitivity of infants and children to environmental contamination or know about it, and they don't care because there is another agenda afoot. And again, we want to tell you that We have very important information we'll be bringing you again on emergency broadcast number 3 next week. Very, very important. And now, as we come closer to the ending of our program, who is watching you? Industries that know your every move. They are credit rating agencies, cell phone service providers, and hold on just a second here. We're trying to turn a page. We're old fashioned. We're looking at printed copies. Social media companies and the credit card companies, search engines, retail chains. We might be able to get into this a little bit. If not, again, we will be getting into that soon. It's very important that you visit our website, thedividedkingdom.org, and it's very important that you do tell others about our program. And it's important that you pray for President Trump, and you pray for Jesus' Christian remnant, because what may lie right ahead after the Trump years could be the actual Great Tribulation. Yes, some of those sleeping churches who say there will never be anything because we're going to be raptured. We're going to fly away. They may be rather astounded when the choice comes. Can you buy or sell, or are you going to choose Jesus? What's going to happen when things get a lot worse? Lou and I know that Jesus Christ is our personal friend. He's our Savior. We have given our lives to Him, and that doesn't mean we're perfect. We're not pious people, but we do try to surrender our own selfishness to what He asks us to do. And life has been so much happier since that occurred, hasn't it, Lou?
Yes, it certainly has. And it's something that all of you need to consider if you've never done it. Give your life over to Jesus Christ. All of us are sinners. Every one of us. The Bible says, if you just say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself. And there's no truth in you. But Jesus Christ has paid the penalty. He is the way, the truth, and the life, as He Himself said in the Gospel of John. So consider that. Turn your life over to Him. Pray the prayer of accepting the fact that you are a sinner and that He has paid the price. You don't have to pay it. That's all you have to do. And, of course, mean it. And commit yourself to Him. And begin a new life in Christ. Well, our time has run out.
And we realize that no fluoride in the water. Try to get good distilled water if you can. Mountain Valley, I think, still delivers after all these years. We try not to eat GMO foods, and know that you can't trust labels that just say no GMOs. No, there can be GMOs in it. It has to say Project Verified with a little label on it. Organic foods with Project Verified. We can do all these things, but if we don't have charity, we're nothing. If we don't have Jesus' love in us that we project out, if we don't help our neighbors, we're nothing. We're still sinners, unredeemed, unsaved. May God be with each of you this week. Good night.